Good day, everybody. Good day. Today is Monday, November 13, 2017. Hope you had a great weekend. I hope you had an awesome weekend. It starts getting crazy from here as far as weekends go because next weekend is the last weekend before Thanksgiving, and technically, in some places, some families, some households, somewhere here in the United States, including mine, we begin the process. And with that being said, it gets crazy all the way until the end. But that should not hinder your performance. That should not be an indicator of, well, I can wait, I can slack off, I can wait until later. That's not the way things get done. You can't. Your performance cannot hinder, cannot slip, cannot fall, cannot come to a stall during the holidays. This is the time now that you need to get ready. I've been saying it on my Facebook page, on my Twitter feed, on Snapchat, on Instagram, on all of my social media. I talk about getting ready for the work week. Your Sunday evenings is the time to get ready. Well, guess what? Use this last 6 weeks of the year to get ready for 2018. Use this time to get ready. Use this time to close out projects, to fill in blanks, to make new hires. That way, when you start 2018, you hit the ground running. You are already going at 100 miles an hour on January 2nd or 3rd. While all the other organizations have said that's all the other organizations whose leadership has said, okay, let's slow things down. Let's just put a slowdown on the projects. We're not going to hire anybody. We're not going to fill in these blanks because it's the holidays. Let's take things easy. Let's take things slow. Let's enjoy the holidays. There's nothing wrong with enjoying the holidays. But what is wrong is trying to ramp your organization back up to speed come January 2nd or January 3rd. Think about it. Now, I'm not telling you how to run your operations. You've probably been doing that for years and slowing down for the holidays to enjoy the holidays. Fantastic. You should enjoy the holidays. But should your organization suffer because you're trying to enjoy the holidays? Get out there. Make things happen. Continue to make things happen. Start closing deals. Start sealing things up. Start ending projects that need to be over, completed, done. That way, when January 2nd, 3rd, or whatever day you come back arrives and is here, that's the day that you are already moving at 100 miles an hour. You're not trying to get your organization, those that don't, back everybody motivated. Okay, let's go. Let's hit it. Let's go. I need an update by this day. We need to get back up to speed, people. It's March already, and they're still not up to speed. Meanwhile, you've already set yourself up for a fantastic 2018 because you're already miles ahead of everybody else because you took the 6 weeks to start doing what was necessary now, not next year. Think about it. This also applies in your personal life just as much as it applies in your professional life. So go beyond the hustle, go beyond the grind, and make today better than yesterday.